Hello. Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. Thank you. Welcome back to my channel. So just a couple of days ago, there was an attempt to assassinate Donald Trump, and the bullet hit his ear. But, you know, had it been an inch away, that might have been no more Trump. But they still missed his brain by 100 miles. It's a very, very small target. Could have gone for his hands. They're huge. It will be rocket fuel to the Trump campaign because he's now got this martyr status. Amongst Trumpists, he spilt his blood in their cause and this kind of stuff. There was all this nonsense by these wing nuts saying, oh, yes, the hand of God stopped the bullet. So why not stop it altogether? I mean, they're people of his ilk who do get assassinated. No, it's just luck. Luck is a factor. Things do happen randomly. I mean, that's like saying that your mind can control the weather. I mean, why doesn't Jesus Christ always intervene in that case? How come he didn't make sure that he won the 2020 election? If you really think God is on the side of Donald Trump, don't vote for him. No, no, no. God will sort out the election. No need to vote by a miracle. Just let it to that. If you really have faith, if you really have faith, don't vote or campaign, okay? Because he's going to win anyway. I mean, God is obviously the main voter. There he is at that rally in Pennsylvania. The FBI, the Secret Service agents and so on, were almost caught napping because the gunman got to within 150 meters of them. But it wasn't apparently, he's not a very good shot, and it wasn't the ideal weapon you'd have to assassinate someone. Sorry, let me underscore, I do not encourage the assassination of people. Assassinating Donald Trump would be unlawful. So I've never incited people to do that. But it is so much furphy to imagine it's somehow a sign of divine providence that he didn't happen to get popped that time. But then the Secret Service apparently responded the right way by piling on and putting their bodies in between him and the perceived source of the bullets and so forth. It was a gun-free zone. But wait a second, all you gun nuts, you say guns make us safer. So why didn't allow everybody to have a gun? You know, everyone within 1 foot of them, allow them to have guns. Then we'll be safer, according to you. Oh, but you don't think guns make you safe. So it just exposes the hypocrisy, dishonesty, and illogicality of the Trumpist campaign. And now he's picked J.D. Vance as his running mate, balancing youth with age. Vance is exactly half his age. Vance, well-known author of The Hillbilly Elegy, according to himself, grew up in terrible privation in the Appalachians in a drug-addled family. Now, I can see how it is a balanced ticket because we have a very young vice presidential candidate beside a very old presidential candidate. Another thing is, obviously, Trump was born with a golden spoon in his mouth. This guy, according to himself, grew up in an impecunious family. But bear in mind that J.D. Vance, he once described Trump as Hitler, and now he's on his side. So proof that Vance really will do anything for preferment and power. And likewise, Trump will just swallow any insult. They say he's got a very long memory and he always exacts vengeance. He bears grudges. He does sometimes, but otherwise he'll forgive people who are untriven just because he recognizes they serve his interests in the short term. But if Trump had been killed, who would have been the Republican nominee? Now, the one who stood against him till the end was Nikki Haley. I don't think she would have got it. I mean, she's unpopular, except from amongst those moderate Republicans. Probably Ron DeSantis, who, I mean, wouldn't have quite the appeal. So people who were going to vote for Trump, they're even more determined now. But as I say, Trump is going to win. This is going to be a big boost to his approval ratings. He's already ahead in every single poll. And the unanimity of that convinces him he's going to win, and particularly in the swing states. And they're like, he's several points clear of Biden. I just don't see how Biden can catch him. And there have been the concerns about Biden's mental declension before this. So he's mentally impaired. And there have been the Parkinson's specialists visiting the White House. I know people with Parkinson's can be physically impaired, but mentally unobtunded, but clearly the man's mind is occluded. And obviously Trump's mind has been befogged for years, and he's undergone a mental decline as well as that period. The thing about Biden, if he's this bad now, what would be like in 4 years' time? He wouldn't see his way through the presidency. If against all expectation he were to win, if he were to resign on day one, Kamala Harris would be president. And then the United States Congress would elect the vice president. But Biden says he's going on, although there have been more rumors, actually, that behind the scenes he is talking about actually stepping down. There's only work for the Democrats if they can choose someone like immediately without too much of a row within the party to be standard bearer. The obvious person is Kamala Harris. The trouble is her approval ratings are appalling. But if she weren't there, the top of the ticket, that would offend African-Americans, Indian-Americans, women and so forth. She could still be vice presidential candidate, which is better than nothing. Who would it be? People talk about Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan. I mean, some people say having two women on the ticket would be too left field. It wouldn't bother me, but it maybe bother some people. Who's one in a swing state? Gavin Newsom, governor of California, governor of the biggest state. And is he too loony liberal, being a Californian? That might be used against him. But, you know, he's 56. Gretchen Whitmer is younger. So, and that would throw Donald Trump's own physical disabilities and mental disabilities into embarrassingly sharp relief. So it's very difficult for the Democrats. So the Republicans might be worried that the Democrats suddenly go for someone who's got way more youth and vigor on his or her side. Goodness, so I am convinced that the Trump's going to win. I mean, won't be by a huge margin, by up to 5 percentage points. But I may now give it, say, a 60% chance of Trump winning unless Biden withdraws. And then it rather depends who the Democrats pick instead. If Kamala Harris wins, it probably makes a Trump victory even more likely. So steady yourself, get ready for it. And it's obviously very worrying for Ukraine because J.D. Vance has talked about cutting them off. If there's a second Trump administration, then aid to Ukraine is almost certainly going to decline and possibly be cut off altogether. But I've seen how irrational and imbecilic so many people are saying that obviously that it was divine intervention, that Trump didn't get killed. No, he just so happened to turn his head at the right moment and the guy wasn't a great shot and didn't have the ideal weapon, things like that. So what do you think? Has it been a big boost to his chances? Just think of President Ronald Reagan when he was wounded in the first couple of months of his presidency and his approval rating shot up. Now, it did eventually dissipate. But this is kind of ideal timing. Not many months ago, until the first Tuesday in November, had this assassination attempt been a year ago, it would have been so long before the election, it would no longer have had saliency by the time polling day rolls around. If it was the day before the election, people would have made up their minds. So, I mean, obviously Trump's lucky not to be killed and lucky with the timing of it as well. So we'll see what's going to happen. Yeah, I had a bit of a problem with the computer. So, yes, I don't see how Biden's going to win. I would like him to win, but, you know, who was it? Ivor Novello wrote, "There's a silver lining through the dark cloud shining." So be good for children's rights if Trump were to win again, even though he's doing it for entirely cynical reasons. Anyways, it's a hard liner on some things, J.D. Vance. At least he is on babies' rights. But it would be maybe amusing to see some people lose it if Trump wins again. But yeah, I agree that he is loathsome and he's in politics for all the wrong reasons. He's even more Masonic, even more deluded than before. But there he was, fist pumping truculently. And there was all this hyper-nationalist drivel when J.D. Vance was announced as the vice presidential running mate. That's it. What is on earth is going to happen? They say that behind the scenes, people are speaking to Biden, you know, former presidents William J. Clinton and Barack Obama. Would he please step aside and let a more credible candidate go forward? And they have his ear and they may be willing to, they may be able to persuade him to step down. Do you think he should? Bear in mind, incumbents are reelected 75% of the time. And if Biden were to go, they would lose that incumbency factor. Until recently, I thought, despite Biden's debilities, it was sounder political strategy to retain him than to reject him. But now I'm feeling the other way. What do you think? How likely is it that Trump's going to win? Thank you for watching my channel. Please subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Goodbye.